Matt Greenwood back for Regional Radio Sports. Another Dream Team interview. Another Dream Teamer from the Festus Cross Country Team. Alec Whitener, let's introduce you to him. A senior for the Festus Cross Country Team. Member of the state champion Festus Tigers in Class 3. Actually 5 years running for the Festus Tigers. And last 2 years, Alec Whitener has had his name written all over the team accomplishment, having run at the state meet the last 2 years. And Alex, you went 25th last year, and then you got 10th this year. Let's start off there. What sort of made the difference between, you know, where you finished your junior year and where you finished this past season?
So mentally, I wasn't as strong as what I am this year, and I got to that point in my life where I just wanted to do something incredible. So I just pushed my teammates every day in practice, and they pushed me, and we just use each other, and they helped take me to the next level. And Coach Wright's workouts and everything were really good for me this year, and I just kept going and pushing to the next level, and that's what got me the top 10 finish this season.
Let's introduce everybody to those teammates, Max McDaniel, Simon Ogle, just to name a couple. And those guys, Ogle will be coming back for his senior year, but Max is moving on. But talk about the impact of those two guys on your career, just sort of some of the finer details of that.
So Simon Ogle has been a big influence on my life personally. He's always been there for me with anything that I need, and that he's been my workout buddy, my running buddy for a pretty big portion of my career at Festus, and he just helped push me to become better, and I've helped him, I pushed him to get better too. Max this year set a good standard for the workouts and wanted us to keep up with him and push him really well, and we really did that a lot better this year than last year, and he was excited about that, and he helped us get a lot better too.
You know, we're always curious, Alec, about how an athlete finds out that they're on Dream Team, and you were telling me a few of the details before we started this interview. Kind of tell the folks the fuller details of how you found out you're on Dream Team.
All right, so we were at a board meeting being recognized by the school for our state championship this year, and they just so happened to be the same night that the Dream Team was being announced, and our coaches were refreshing their phones and just checking to see who was, like, achieving the honors and everything. And Coach Wright told me personally, actually, that I had made the Dream Team, and it was just awesome to hear that while we were being recognized, too.
Yeah, that is pretty neat how it all came together there. You said it was an awesome feeling to find out that you made Dream Team. What was going through your mind? I know a lot of people will get goosebumps or chills or something like that when something major happens in their life. Did you experience any of that?
No, but it was pretty incredible to know that, like, I'm on the same caliber as a bunch of the other great athletes that made the team this year. It was pretty life-changing, though, knowing that I did my best to become on that list of all the athletes that have been on there before, too.
Yeah, very, very much so. And, you know, as we mentioned, Max made it. Max McDaniel, Simon Ogle made it. You know, so three of the five spots belong to the Festus Tigers. And it made sense because you guys won a state championship. Take us through, you know, winning a state championship. I know you have, you know, a separate feeling and an awesome feeling for winning, for being on Dream Team, but I imagine it's kind of pretty much sweeter to be a state champion, at least, you know, the last 2 years of your high school career.
Yeah, so it's really incredible because Coach has built this legacy since 2009, whenever the first team won, and he just wanted us to continue that with his constant cycle that we go through. And it's just an incredible feeling knowing that we kept the legacy alive and that we're keeping the streak alive. And it's just awesome that we get to do it with him and share that moment with him, because he's given so much to us and instilled so many good values in us of how to be a good athlete and how to be a good person. And it's just incredible.
You know, there's values that you get, Alec, from teachers, from coaches, but also parents. Parents can play a major role, or grandparents can play a major role on how a kid you know, gets through middle school, gets through high school, you know, gets through those teen years. Chris and Melissa, your parents that we were provided that information. Your parents, Chris and Melissa, kind of tell us about their impact on you.
They've always supported me with whatever I want to do, and they knew for my brother's years of cross country previous that it was going to be a lot of hard work, and they expected that of me, and they just kept me on that. And if I told them that I was going to do something daily, that they would make sure and that I would get it done every night. And they just held me accountable, and it's been nice knowing that they care enough about me to keep me on track to be something incredible.
That's very cool. Hey, Alec, in terms of your time, if you can remember off the top of your head, what was your fastest time all 4 years in high school?
My fastest 5K was 16:24 at the Parkway Westdale Shepherd Invitational.
All right, yeah, I see that here on your resume. Other accomplishments that you had, Alec, you know, took you off the cross country course, if you will. You were a scholar athlete for 4 years, and cross country and track and field 4 years as well. National Honor Society for 2.5 years. I don't know how you get the half, but yeah, so National Honor Society there as well, and finishing with an above 4 GPA. That's pretty impressive, Alec.
Thank you. So, to get the 2.5 years, actually, our school has it to where your second semester of your sophomore year, you can actually enter National Honor Society. And so I've entered it then, and I will continue it on until the end of my senior year. So it'll be 2.5 years of that. And they've always done it to where they just use the people to help out their community, and it's really incredible knowing that there's a lot of people out there that care enough to get good grades and hold their responsibilities high and just help out others without any gratuity in return.
Yeah, definitely. Unselfish is a word that it gets tossed around quite a bit when people go and do those sort of things. So glad you got to be a part of that, Alec. And one final question for you as we wrap up your Dream Team interview. You know, we always talk about moments that stick out in an athlete's mind, whether it's on the football field, basketball court. It could be off the football field. It could be away from the basketball court. For you, what's the one thing that stands out about, you know, your career at Festus?
For me, it's probably... I'd say probably a combination of all of the races this season, because I feel like I've helped like set a new standard for the younger guys coming up, that they know how much hard work it takes to become something special, and that if they want to go to the next level like I did this season, that they're going to have to do that too. And so just knowing that I instilled in some hard work ethic values, that'd probably be the most important thing to me, is that I can continue the help continue the legacy for Coach and for the school.
Sort of like passing the baton, huh?
Yep.
Sorry, got to throw that in there since you do track and field as well. All right, Alec, appreciate your time, man, and congratulations once again on being a Dream Team member, and we wish you the best of luck finding a college that'll take you in, and they're definitely getting a great kid, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you, sir.
That is Alec Whitener, Festus cross-country runner and Dream Team member, joining us here on Regional Radio Sports.